Sports Rap.
Sports Rap.
With Tholakele Mganga.
Tholakele Mganga in studio with us, having a look at what's happening this weekend. Let's start football, MTN 8.
Yes, Mandy, the big game tomorrow. We'll see Orlando Pirates at home to Mamelodi Sundowns. Of course, Mamelodi Sundowns are the defending champions of that competition, having won the treble last season, starting with that MTN 8. It's probably one of the most exciting games within the local football calendar. It's always sold out. Fans always turn up in their numbers, whether it's in Orlando or over in Pretoria. So that will be quite an exciting game. Kickoff there is at 3:30. Then on Sunday, we can look forward to AmaZulu up against Kaizer Chiefs. I think Athazwane, with Chiefs going 7 seasons without a trophy, it's the easiest trophy to win on the calendar because you're basically playing 4 or 5 games and then you're done and you win the trophy. So he should be targeting that. But AmaZulu over recent seasons have really shown their mettle. They've really shown that they're no longer the underdogs, but one of the bigger teams that will emerge as contenders for the traditional big three. And there is quite a lot of former players within both teams, whether it's former AmaZulu players or former Kaizer Chiefs players, that will be going up against their former clubs.
And we've got some Premier League action after the international break, the break from the Queen as well. So we're seeing some Premier League taking place.
Two very, very big games, one in London and one in Manchester. We've got the North London Derby, table-topping Arsenal taking on Tottenham Hotspur, of course, after being beaten by Manchester United, bounced back before the international break and won that. But I think Antonio Conte, he's always spoken about his Spurs side making that step up and being one of the challenges, whether it be for the league or the cup competitions. So I think nothing will make them happier than to stop this Arsenal run, make sure that they start dropping down the table. And for Manchester United, just keep them in your thoughts, Mandy. That's all I ask of you, because it might be bad this weekend.
Good luck to both of us, Tholakele, you and I both. And then the Proteas in action again on Sunday. Sure, let's hope they put on a better performance, huh?
You know, we'll try again on Sunday. That's the one thing we'll do. Honestly, can it get any worse than what happened on Wednesday? Because there was a point where we were 24-5. I remember in between my bulletin, every time I looked up, I was like, oh, another wicket has fallen. Another wicket has fallen. Will they actually have time to still be at the crease by the time I go live at 3:30? But there's a lot of questions for Mark Boucher in terms of that batting lineup. We've spoken about it from the test series against England. Now it's continuing on in the series against India. And with the World Cup less than 3 weeks away now, the questions that need to be answered. Themba Bavuma, for all of his sadness that he feels about not being picked for the SA20 auction, now you've got to start scoring the big runs. The rest of the top order have to start showing up, because we can't always be depending on the bowlers to save us every single game.
Tholakele, thank you so much. Tholakele Mganga, EWN sports journalist, looking at the weekend ahead.